Today is the 21st day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Brian, it's an honor to be here with you today. Here in our final days before Christmas, the final days of the season of Advent. A season of contemplation, of longing, of considering what it means that this baby changes everything. And for that matter, a deep consideration of what life was like before he came. So I wish you the merriest of Christmases here in these final days. We're moving today to the book of Zechariah, and we'll spend almost the rest of our year from the Old Testament in this book. There's, of course, one more book, and we'll read that in the last 2 days of the year. Zechariah was written during the reign of the Persian king Darius. So this falls within the same general time period that Haggai was written. Haggai and Zechariah were contemporaries. Within the first couple of verses, Zechariah reiterates what is a central theme of the Old Testament. "Return to me," God says, "and I will return to you." Throughout this book of prophecy, God confirms his acceptance of authentic worship, and they show that God is at work. They confirm God's sovereignty and clarify his control over the beginnings and endings of man. This isn't to say that he forcibly usurps a person's free will. He doesn't. Everyone's responsible for their choices, but God is sovereign over all. There are 8 visions and 2 oracles contained in the book of Zechariah, and much of the imagery is a clear and beautiful foreshadowing of Jesus. Contained in these visions and throughout the imagery in them, we are offered great hope and great promise. And it's wonderful reading for this time of year. The book of Zechariah, chapter 1, verses 1 through 21 today from the English Standard Version. In the 8th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, saying, "The Lord was very angry with your fathers. Therefore say to them, thus declares the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets cried out. Thus says the Lord of hosts, return from your evil ways and from your evil deeds, but they did not hear or pay attention to me, declares the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants the prophets, did they not overtake your fathers? So they repented and said, as the Lord of hosts purposed to deal with us for our ways and deeds, so has he dealt with us. On the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Shabbat, in the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, saying, I saw in the night, and behold, a man riding on a red horse. He was standing among the myrtle trees in the glen, and behind him were red, sorrel and white horses. Then I said, what are these, my lord? The angel who talked with me said to me, I will show you what they are. So the man who was standing among the myrtle trees answered, these are they whom the Lord has sent to patrol the earth. And they answered the angel of the Lord who was standing among the myrtle trees and said, we have patrolled the earth, and behold, all the earth remains at rest. Then the angel of the Lord said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you have no mercy on Jerusalem and the cities of Judah against which you have been angry these 70 years? And the Lord answered gracious and comforting words to the angel who talked with me. So the angel who talked with me said to me, cry out. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am exceedingly jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion, and I am exceedingly angry with the nations that are at ease. For while I was angry but a little, they furthered the disaster Therefore, thus says the Lord, I have returned to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, declares the Lord of hosts. And the measuring line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem. Cry out again, thus says the Lord of hosts. My cities shall again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion, and again choose Jerusalem. And I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said to the angel who talked with me, What are these? And he said to me, These are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen, and I said, What are these coming to do? He said, These are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one raised his head, and these have come to terrify them, to cast down the horns of the nations, who lifted up their horns against the land of Judah, to scatter it. Revelation 12, 1 through 17. And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and was crying out in birth pains and the agony of giving birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his heads 7 diadems. His tail swept down a third of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she bore her child, he might devour it. She gave birth to a male child, one who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. But her child was caught up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, in which she is to be nourished for 1,260 days. Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they love not their lives even unto death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. And when the dragon saw that he had been thrown down to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. But the woman was given the 2 wings of the great eagle, so that she might fly from the serpent into the wilderness, to the place where she is to be nourished for a time, and times, and half a time. The serpent poured water like a river out of his mouth after the woman, to sweep her away with a flood. But the earth came to the help of the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed the river that the dragon had poured from his mouth. Then the dragon became furious with the woman and went off to make war on the rest of her offspring, on those who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. And he stood on the sand of the sea. Psalm 140. Deliver me, O Lord, from evil men. To the choir master, a psalm of David. Deliver me, O Lord, from evil men. Preserve me from violent men who plan evil things in their heart and stir up wars continually. They make their tongue sharp as a serpent's, and under their lips is the venom of asps. Selah. Guard me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who have planned to trip up my feet. The arrogant have hidden a trap for me, and with cords they have spread a net. Beside the way, they have set snares for me. Selah. I say to the Lord, You are my God. Give ear to the voice of my pleas for mercy, O Lord. O Lord, my Lord, the strength of my salvation, you have covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further their evil plot, or they will be exalted. Selah. As for the head of those who surround me, let the mischief of their lips overwhelm them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into fire, into miry pits, no more to rise. Let not the slanderer be established in the land. Let evil hunt down the violent man speedily. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and will execute justice for the needy. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17. The eye that mocks a father and scorns to obey a mother will be picked out by the ravens of the valley and eaten by the vultures. God, our Heavenly Father, we are so remarkably grateful and thankful for the overarching theme that we can return to you and that you continually want to return to us as a people. That throughout all of the prophecies and all of the prophets of Israel, you are constantly coming to your people who have rejected you and inviting them to return. And inviting to banish away all of the judgment that is about to fall upon them. Return to me and I will return to you, you say over and over. And it's true, because you've said it over and over in our own lives. Come back, son. Come back, daughter. Return to me, and I will return to you. And so we are overwhelmed with gratitude for your grace and mercy that flows throughout all of time, that you have cared so desperately for those that you love and those that you created, that even now, no matter where we are, no matter what's going on, we can return. And so we do, Jesus. We come back from wherever we've been. We come back and invite you to lead us. You said in your word you would lead us into all truth by the power of your Holy Spirit. And so we invite this. Lead us into all truth. Take us deeper into our relationship with you. We pray this in the name of the risen Christ, the beautiful Savior, come to save us all, even as we contemplate his arrival as a baby, dependent on his creation to nourish him, knowing that his creation would reject him. To restore us, this kind of love is beyond comprehension. And so we love you with all that we are, all of our heart, mind, body, and strength. And we invite you into every aspect of our lives. Come, Jesus. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. And I want to tell you about a couple things that are coming up. I'll tell you this before Christmas because it can get pretty crazy between the holidays. So we've created a video that we want you to help us go viral, at least among your sphere of influence. It's not available. You can't watch it yet. Just in a few days, we will post it on our YouTube channel and on Facebook, etc. But we're going to ask you to share it around. It's just a brief minute, 20 seconds, something like that. It's like a whiteboard video that just really briefly tells about the Daily Audio Bible. and that the search for a relationship with Scripture can end here among friends as we get ready to go through the Bible again. So I'm going to ask you to share it with everybody that you know. I'll let you know when it's posted, but just kind of heads up, we got this coming. We want to reach as many people virally throughout the internet as we possibly can, and just invite them into the new year with Scripture. Of course, coming on January 1st is a brand new daily audio proverb, 5 minutes a day exactly, totally new readings and ready for a brand new year with the daily audio proverb. Just kind of a little bit of a different format. Not radically, it's still just going through the Proverbs every month, but just we've been able to time them to exactly 5 minutes and make them available for reuse in a number of settings, including radio stations. We'll also be launching the Daily Audio Psalm, something that I've dreamed about for several years, but just didn't have time to do. Daily Audio Psalm will begin January 1st, 2013. It's 2 minutes a day, and the most beautiful literature and words of comfort the world has ever known. And so it's a very, very short investment of time to read through the Psalms a couple times in a year. We're switching translations every day in both Psalms and Proverbs just to give that much more of a complexion and nuance. So those will be available. If you have the Daily Audio Bible app, it's all ready to go. The Daily Audio Psalm would have just shown up. It's not broadcasting. We're not at January 1st yet, but it's there. Or if you listen via our online player through either Facebook or the Daily Audio Bible website, I think it's there. If it's not, it will be by the time January 1st rolls around. It's already available on iTunes, so in any podcast reader that you might use, you can find Daily Audio Psalm and subscribe to it and be ready for it. We're excited about the Psalms this coming year. We have one more travel adventure on the calendar for this year. Daily Audio Bible Family Gathering, Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be broadcasting live from Phoenix the 29th of December. So that's a Saturday night. If you're in the Phoenix area or you want to come into the Phoenix area, we'd love to meet you. Love to have the honor of meeting you and getting to know you a little bit. If you email dabteam@dailyaudiobible.com, we can certainly get you the details. I will be speaking also at Pure Heart Christian Fellowship on the 29th and 30th. So at all three of their services. And I would love for you to come out. Love to spend some time there. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible here in these final days of the year, then thank you. Thank you so very, very much. The website's a place to go. There's a link on the homepage. The mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. That's it for today. I love you. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow. If the world doesn't end today, and if it does, I will see you in the presence of the Lord.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family and friends. This is Nancy from Indiana. I'm calling for prayer today. The last couple of days got some difficult business news. I have a business partner who is pulling out of our partnership and didn't give me any notice. She's going to be pulled out by the end of this month. And I have a lot of decisions to make regarding where I go from here. Do I take on the burden of doing it alone? Financially, things are hard as it is, and so I don't know. I need wisdom. I need prayer for wisdom. I need prayer for for peace about the decision that I make. I don't have a lot of time to make this decision. I have to let our landlord know, and I know this prayer line transcends all timelines, and I am just going back and forth. I have no peace about staying. I don't have no peace about leaving. My life is all about, has always been, if I have a peace, I know it's from God. I'm looking for that peace. I'm looking for that wisdom. So please, family, pray for me. Pray for God to give me a clear vision of what I'm to do, and that I have that peace about it. And thank you, family. God bless you all. Thank you for your prayers. I pray for you and listen every day as well. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Jennifer calling from Pennsylvania again. I've called a few times, and today I'm calling with, again, the same plea, except today a little bit more desperate. I've been struggling with insomnia now for about a year and change, shortly after the birth of my twin sons. And I have unfortunately, I tried all sorts of sleeping pills, which didn't work, and developed a dependency on Xanax to be able to sleep at night. Most recently, I've tried to reach out to God and get closer to Him so that I can get myself off of this dependency and start sleeping normally again. Family, I think I'm under spiritual attack. I've tried to start reading The Bondage Breaker by Neil Anderson, and it seems that the more that I'm reading and the closer that I'm getting to God, the worse my sleep is getting. The Xanax stops working, and it's just making my life awful. And I need your prayer, and I just need help, and I beg you to please pray for me and anybody else you know that has young children and has battled the atrocity that is not being able to sleep and not being able to function the next day. And I pray and I ask you to pray with me that God will release me of this dependency and release me of this situation and allow me to sleep like I used to sleep before and be able to take care of my sons the way I should. I beg you, please pray with me. Thank you. I love you.
Good evening, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Diana Davis in Vista, California. I have something on my heart that I want our family to pray about. This little girl in Texas that's going to school, that's getting in trouble because her family doesn't want her to be tracked with this RFID chip. And I don't want to get too much into the political implications of it, but I'm just praying that we come together and for the protection of this little girl and for these students who are sticking up for something that they feel is wrong. And I feel a heaviness on my heart, and I think we should just all come and agree. And the scripture that God has given me is, I have told you these things so that you can have perfect peace and confidence. For in the world, you have tribulations and trials and distress and frustration. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted. I have overcome the world, and I have deprived it of the power to harm you. And I have conquered it for you, which is John 16:33. This RFID chip, I think it's the beginning. I think it's the beginning of them trying to mark us, guys. And whether it is or whether it isn't, this little girl and her family believe that it is. And they're coming up with some very dark spiritual, what do you call it? Spiritual warfare. Anyway, Daily Audio Bible, give us a thought. You guys have a blessed day.
Hi, family. This is Rachel and Richardson. It's 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning, Sunday the 10th, I believe. And I've left a forum on, or a thread on the forum. It's, you need more details. I need prayer for my marriage. I never thought I would be the one calling in for this, but there have been, I've not been unfaithful indeed, but I have had, I've been exchanging text messages and Facebook messages with someone else, and through a series of coincidence, honestly. My husband discovered this, and I am obviously very regretful. But to get more to the point, I did repent of this about 10 days ago, and had come clean with God and another person, and was, you know, really, you know, feeling stronger about it. And anyway, I just feel like it's kind of been thrown back in my face. But regardless, I was the one that did wrong, and he feels betrayed. So if you could just pray that he would be healed, and that our marriage would survive this, I would greatly appreciate it. I will call back with a praise report when is ready. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Prisca from Kansas City. I will make this short and quick. I am ready to break. I am about ready to break. The shifting has not stopped. And in fact, since I've moved out, I've been in two car accidents. One accident that was fatal to my car. It totaled my car, and I'm fine. And along with, and just the insurance crap that has been overwhelming, along with that, last night I was at the rental, and I came out of my job, and I found that my bumper was completely knocked off on the rental. I didn't have that insurance in the rental. So, yeah. Life happens all at the same time. So, please pray. I'm ready to break. I've been happy for looking for 3 months still. I'm there. I'm ready to break. So, please pray. Bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Rowdy here in Phoenix, and the first reason I wanted to call was a praise report. Finally working in the job that I've asked for prayers for the last 3 to 4 months. So thank you all so much for praying for me, for bolstering me, and I'm definitely in a place where I think the Lord can use me, and I can work for Him, and I'm doing God's work as best as I know how. So I just want to say thank you so much for agreeing in prayer with me and being in prayer with me for that. The second thing I want to ask is that you could pray for my dog, Bandit. He has cancer, and there's a bunch of mast cells around his toe, and I'm kind of afraid that I took him to one of the vets, and they want to remove his toe, and I know it doesn't seem like that big of a deal to maybe some people, but I went through a divorce last year, and if I didn't have my dog with me, that little bit of family, I don't know how I would have made it at that time. And I love Bandit, and he's a big part of my life. So please just pray for him that cancer comes out of his body. And I'll keep praying for you all as well. Okay.